Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Light in the Midst of Darkness, Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I have just read from the King James Version. The next morning, Moona woke up with a different resolve. The news had not changed. The headlines were still filled with violence, confusion, and moral decay. Yet something within her had changed. She no longer saw herself as a helpless observer of the darkness. She now understood that she had been placed in the world as light. That realization changed the way she lived. Instead of complaining about the darkness, she began to ask, "Lord, how can your light shine through me today?" Soon, opportunities began to open up. At work, where bitterness and unhealthy competition had become normal, Moona chose kindness and integrity. In conversations where people spoke hopelessly about the future, she spoke words of faith and life. In moments where fear spread quickly, she became a voice of calm confidence rooted in God's promises. People began to notice. Some wondered why she carried such peace in difficult times. Others were drawn to the wisdom and steadiness with which she handled challenges. What they were seeing was not merely her personality. It was the light of God being expressed through her life. This is what the Lord desires for every believer. The presence of darkness is not a reason to retreat. It is the very reason light must shine brighter. A lamp is not needed in broad daylight, but in the night, its value becomes evident. In the same way, the increasing darkness in the world is an opportunity for the glory of God to be revealed through His people. Do not spend your energy only lamenting about the darkness. Shine. Let your words carry hope. Let your conduct reflect Christ. Let your choices reveal the nature of the Father. Remember, the world may grow darker, but the light of God in you is meant to grow brighter. Go into today with the consciousness that you are God's light in your generation. Confession. The light of God shines in me and through me. I bring hope where there is despair, truth where there is confusion, and peace where there is fear. My life glorifies my Father in heaven, in Jesus' name. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Judges 1-6. Click on the Audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.